السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، For us to be successful in this world, to fulfill our purpose in this world, to become worthy of Jannah in this world, and to be saved from the fire of Jahannam, we need to become obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala. We need to become obedient servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, fully obedient servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And we need to expel and remove every possible form of the disobedience of Allah which exists in our lives. And for us to fulfill this task, there are two steps. To adopt the obedience of Allah and remove the disobedience of Allah, there are two steps. The first step is ilm, and the second step is amal. The first step is ilm, that we need to gain knowledge. We need to gain knowledge of what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with. What counts as the obedience of Allah Ta'ala? And how do I please Allah Ta'ala? How do I carry out the obedience of Allah Ta'ala? And what is the disobedience of Allah? How do I stay away from it? And thereafter we need to practice upon it. So the first step is ilm and the second step is amal. And both of these steps are absolutely vital. Neither one of these steps on its own is enough. If a person just has ilm in his life, he has a lot of knowledge. He studies a lot, maybe he studies a lot of Islamic books, maybe he listens to a lot of bayanat. But he keeps increasing his knowledge of deen of Islam. But he does not practice upon it. Then that ilm is useless. In fact, on the day of judgment, that ilm will be used against him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question him that I gave you so much ilm and what did you do with it? So ilm on its own is not enough. And neither is amal on its own enough. A person, he has Islam, he has iman, and he has a lot of zeal for amal. But he does not have ilm. Then this is not enough either. Because any amal, any action, without the necessary knowledge behind it is not accepted in the court of Allah. Even the basic action of salah, if a person does not have the necessary knowledge behind it, the fara'id, the wajibat, the method of salah, what are the things that break salah, then his salah will not be accepted. And this goes for each and every part of deen. There is no part of deen where a person does not require knowledge. And because our deen gives commands and our deen guides every area of our life, our deen does not just guide how we pray and how we worship. Our deen guides how we treat our parents. Our deen guides how we treat our children. Our deen guides how we go about in our workplace, how we run our business, how we travel, how we reside. Because our deen, how we get married, how we divorce someone. Because our deen governs every area of our life. Therefore, there is knowledge for every area of our life as well. Just like there is knowledge for salah, similarly there is knowledge for how a person lives with his parents, how a person marries, what are the rights of the spouse. Then if a person wants a divorce, how a person does it? And both these steps of ilm and amal take place in every, need to be in every area of a person's life. The ulama have said, The ulama have divided deen, looking at the Quran and the ahadith, into five parts, five branches. And one of them concerns aqaid and beliefs. And the other five concern practice. The first branch is aqaid, beliefs. What exists in our heart? Believe in Allah, belief in Allah Ta'ala, belief in the final day, belief in the final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first branch. And alhamdulillah, those of us who are given the great fortune to be sent to a madrasa, to a maktab in the days of our childhood, we will have acquired this. But here I should mention as well that we are very fast going towards the day of judgment. And the era of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a time of nothing but khair, nothing but good. And as we go closer to the day of judgment, then khair will begin to disappear. So the khair in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 100%. And evil, the was 0%. But as we get closer and closer to the day of judgment, then evil increases and increases, and good will decrease and decrease. So as we keep going closer to the day of judgment, new fitan will crop up. New ideas. It may sometimes in the form of deen. And many a time such people will turn up who will claim to have knowledge, who will quote from the Quran and the Ahadith. And we will think these people are genuine. These people have true knowledge. But there, let me tell you something very, very important. Ilm is important. But ilm, when it is authentic, is beneficial. If a person attains ilm from the wrong sources, ilm which is not authentic, then it, instead of becoming beneficial, it becomes harmful. If we look into the books of Islamic history, we will see countless groups of Muslims who went off track. Their beliefs changed, their ideologies changed, they started opposing the correct deen. And each and every one of them expressed and showed proof from the Quran and the Hadith for the incorrect beliefs. But what did they do? They showed proof from the Quran and the Hadith, and they twisted its meaning to fit whatever they wanted it to fit. You will find this pattern in history. Wherever there is a deviant sect, someone has gone off track, then it was not a case that they had no knowledge of the Quran and the Hadith. No, they had knowledge of the Quran and the Hadith, but they twisted it according to what they wanted to show. So do not be fooled if someone portrays the Quran and the Hadith in front of us that this is genuine. No. Ilm is necessary, but authentic ilm. It is authentic ilm which is necessary. A person should never ever pick up a book, without a deeni book, without knowing who the author is. Without finding out, is the author authentic? Don't judge the book by its contents. Because you and I, we don't have so much knowledge and understanding of deen. Let me give you a very simple example. If there is a book on medicine, or if there is a book on architecture, you and I, we will not be able to judge if the contents in this book is correct, because this is not our field. If we try to do so, we may open the book and we may think, this makes sense, it is correct. No, you will have to take it to an expert, someone who has studied in this field, an architect, a doctor. He will read the book and he will say that, many of these are incorrect. So in the same way, any deeny book, you and I, because we do not have much knowledge of deen, we may think it looks very impressive. But those aspects which are incorrect, we don't even realize. And we have digested them as well. No book should be picked up without knowing. Is the person who has written the book, is he an authentic alim? And alhamdulillah, every person Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the track of guidance open for every person. So every person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this ability that he can find the true ulama. Those ulama who have knowledge, who have practiced in their life as well. Those ulama who are following the same deen and the same version of deen that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu followed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person this ability. If he looks carefully, if he makes dua to Allah ta'ala, that oh Allah guide me to the truth, then Allah ta'ala will guide him to the correct ulama and the correct knowledge. No book should be picked up without knowing the author. No bayan should be listened to without knowing if the author is authentic. If the speaker is authentic. Don't be impressed because the speaker, he speaks very well. Speaking very well and being persuasive, no sign that this what is being delivered is authentic and correct. If a person, the safest option is, a person finds at least one alim who he feels that this alim, he is authentic. He has ilm, and with that he has amal. I can see taqwa in his life. I can see that he has ibadah in his life. He is not lavish. He is not inclined to the world. He is inclined to the hereafter. He seems to be on the footsteps of the pious predecessors of the Anbiya, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And wherever you have doubt that who am I listening to, whose book I am picking up, is it authentic? Then go and ask that alim. He is an expert in that field. He will be able to judge for you. Otherwise, we may think that we are on the right track, but we will not be on the right track. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that a person whose ideologies, whose beliefs are not correct, reading his work is extremely harmful for a person's spirituality. These are the words of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, a very great alim who has left almost 1,000 books behind for the ummah, and on whom so many ulama rely today for their knowledge, his works. He says that a person whose beliefs and ideologies are incorrect, his book, reading his material. So you can apply this to listen to his bayan. Even if the bayan seems fine to me, it is extremely harmful for a person's spirituality. So my message today is very simple. We need to give ilm importance, but with that we need to make sure our ilm is authentic. The ulama who we are benefiting from, they are authentic. The works that the books that we are benefiting from, they are authentic. Nowadays, and don't look at this person as a large following, so he must be authentic. The true ulama, the ulama of the past, if you look at the lives of the ulama in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, there were people who hated popularity. Yes, if Allah Ta'ala made many of them popular, but they did not like popularity. So whether someone is popular, someone is famous, that is not a sign that he is authentic. No, the sign that he is authentic is that he has taqwa in his life. When you look at his life, it looks like he has deen in his life. In matters of deen, remember one very simple rule, which is old is gold. Old is gold. What does this mean? Old meaning the lifestyle of the ulama of the past, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. If we see that in an alim, then that old is gold. Deen was brought to stay until the day of judgment. And after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no deen is coming. That means that exact same deen which came 1400 years ago, that will survive until the day of judgment. And it is possible people will say about that deen and the ulama who follow that deen and the ulama who follow that lifestyle that these ulama are old fashioned. So the answer is that they are old fashioned. They are following the deen that was brought 1400 years ago. And that old fashioned deen is what will take us to Jannah. So my message today is very simple, that attach yourself to ilm. Listen to bayanat, pick up authority. When you are in need of a ruling, go ask an alim. But make sure you are after authentic knowledge. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice what has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahumma. those who have finished the sunnahs are requested to stand up and make the sufuf and then sit back down, because the masjid is getting full. So please stand up, make the saf, so that any gaps can be filled, and then sit back down. So look, on my right hand side, there is so much space. Everyone is requested, especially the middle safs, to stand up so that the gaps can be filled. Stand up so that the gaps can be filled, and then sit back down.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربي قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قليل العلم خير من كثير العبادة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من صدور العلماء ولكن يقبضه بقبض العلماء فإذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فضلوا وأضلوا أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سووا صفوفكم صفوا دوس فمالك straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Your heels should be at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة
لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Thank you.